Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Thursday, April 2nd, year 2015. Well, some of you may say, well, what happened last night? You didn't come on the air. No, it was April Fool. Okay, I came on the air. You just didn't hear it. Psych, April Fool. Well, anyway, we're back doing what we do best. I couldn't resist, y'all. I couldn't resist. It's so good to be back in the chair now and at the microphones and just having fun. Another beautiful day weather-wise here in the DMV. I'm telling you, I am really enjoying this temperature. Awesome weather. Well, we have a great program lined up tonight for your listening pleasure. Yes, we do too. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy tonight's program. And I want to once again thank everybody that follow us all week long for celebration of Bishop, the Apostle Bishop C.L. Long. Now we're back to our regular schedule and playing, showcasing some of your favorite music. And then, of course, we have the spoken word that comes forth. And tonight our featured artists, John Tillery and Living Sacrifice, Smokey Norwood, KCJ, Fred Hammond, Donald Lawrence, Jabari Johnson, real hot single out of Houston, a gentleman out of Houston, Texas. Kevin LaVar, you know, he has this smash hit talking about your destiny. And then Brother Marcus Dawford enjoying his hit single, God's Way. And then we have the Soul Messengers and Brother Chris Holmes. So don't you go nowhere. Stay by that radio. We're going to have a great time. So, you know, I'll be doing go on your social network, cell phone. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration and music here on the Power Hour. I'm your host, getting it started tonight, my friends, the Soul Messengers, letting you know you're next in line.
Put your hands together. Listen here. You've been waiting on a blessing for a long time. You thought you were getting close, but yet you are far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next.
Let's go.
Oh, no. everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.
We lift our voice to worship.
listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton.
Oh, yeah. Your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing, and I ruined the things that meant the most to me. Now I'm sitting here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you, Lord.
I don't know what I was thinking
when I walked away. I was tripping. Get back to the place I know that I should be.
Here's a golden nugget moment just for you. Having God in your life doesn't exempt you from life circumstances. Having God in your life helps carry you through life circumstances, with you coming out in perfect peace. You see, because having God there in your life, it makes a difference. When the storms of life are raging, God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Just a golden moment, just for you. Be blessed.
I will keep you.
Thank you.
Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. It's time for our spoken word segment, and tonight we're going to talk about covering one another. And this is an important subject to me. The other day, as a matter of fact, last week, a young man posted something on the wall, on social network walls, and he was saying how everybody should be under a covering, a pastor's covering. And I kind of had a little problem with that, And I asked them, I say, well, if we are being covered by the pastors, then what role does the Holy Ghost play? Because the Holy Ghost is to lead and to guide, is to comfort, is to teach, is to, you know, it is everything that we need. It is our covering. And so, and I begin to tell him and share with him the deception that many spiritual leaders use actually to control people and even things that they wanted to do personally in ministry in terms of securing power and position. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I want everybody to know that we are our brother's keeper, and it's not just for the pastor to be a covering, but we who are born again believers, the Bible commission and charges us, hold us accountable that we have to be one another covering, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, beginning in the verse number 1, and we're going to go down to the 10th verse. And may this bless you real good. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now let me stop right now. I want to pause right there. Now, it was very clear in the opening statement. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. It doesn't say a leader, a bishop, a pastor. It say those who are spiritual. And so who is a spiritual person? One who walketh after the spirit but not after the flesh. Ones who are born again believers. And I wanted to be clear, because if you read the book of Galatians, they're very clear into whom one is speaking about. Okay, so the letter here, you write the letter and they say, brethren, to the church of Galatians, we ought to hear not to talk about one another, not to throw them under the bus, but we that are spiritual, we who say we are born again, we are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, as then they say, considering ourselves, lest thou also be tempted. Number two, watch this. Bear ye one another burdens. You hear what I say? This is the scriptures. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. First, number four, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Number six, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse number eight, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. I got to stop right there, because a lot of times we hear, oftentimes I hear these pastors and preachers preaching, I'm getting away from those who don't have my answer, those who have the problem. No, that's not the word of the Lord. The Lord said we got to restore all these folks. They got all of these issues, okay? Folks who are not on your page. The Bible says, look, don't be weary in well doing. We got to sow into these people. That's what the Bible says. We have the Bible. If my brothers are overtaken in the fall, we have to take the time and sow into their life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity, check this out. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto some men, right? No, the Bible says unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, did you hear? Let me read that again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when you hear these people talking because I'm getting away from these people who don't have my answer. The people, you know, who are not visionaries, the people who just don't. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you know that's not Bible. The Bible says we who are spiritual. Okay, we have to bear one another burden. So if they're not on the same page that you're on, if they just happen to be less fortunate, the Bible does not tell us to withdraw. The Bible says do good to all men. So we are to cover. We are the brethren. We are to cover. It doesn't say pastors. It doesn't say bishop. Don't say apostle. But we, one another who are spiritual, we who are in the faith, we are to cover one another. And that's our spoken word for today. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the spoken word for today. You're listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and He placed His love on me. And I will trust Him again to heal my last heartbeat. Trust in every portion, but in the end,
listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton.
If you provide the fire, sacrifice.
tick-tock, tick-tock, the clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late-night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. You're listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton.